Hola, talks. Abi Togun. Welcome back to Empire Lifestyle. Here we're talking about business, relationship, real estate, and marriage. Let's get going.
First of all, before I go any further, some of you may be here. Maybe you don't know what real estate wholesaling is. It's very simple. You find deals, okay? You find deals. You look at houses, and you're looking for a house that's priced or discounted lower than the value part of the marketplace is saying, right? So we pull up comparable houses to see what the value of a property is. If the value of the property is $100,000, if somebody is willing to give you that property for $65,000 minus the repair cost, then you have a deal, okay? You put that under contract, and now you have what you call a controllable equitable interest in the property, and you can sell that simple piece of paper for $5,000, $10,000, and somebody will buy that for $10,000 and then pay for the house. So and that means they end up paying about $75,000 or so, right? But it's still a good deal for them. And they put in some work, $5,000, $10,000, and then they flip it for the full price of $100,000, they make profit. So you being in between like that, that's how you make money. Now, the way I did it was I found pre-foreclosures, right? And people are owing more than the house is worth, but I would get them to sign the paperwork, then I would talk to the bank. I was doing short sales. This is what we call short sales. I'll talk to the bank to get the bank to discount how much is owed to the bank. I was doing short sales when realtors had no idea what the hell short sales was. When the market crashed in 2008 and 2009, short sales became popular, right? So when it becomes popular, what guess what that means? Well, there's too much supply of that situation in the marketplace. Essentially, you're not going to make as much money. There's higher competitions, right? But you can still thrive. But it means you gotta get around the competition somehow, somewhere. You have to hack something, right? And essentially, what I'm going to be sharing with you here today is a hack. Okay, it's, as a matter of fact, it's a seven-figure secret that you can apply to any business. Okay, you could be a realtor. You could be a real estate professional, investor, right? As a matter of fact, some of the best gurus around you are already doing it, but I want to shed some light on it so you can see it, and you can see that you can do it as well, okay? They've already always done it, you know, but, you know, they teach you to just go out and find deals, right? But here's the truth. If you keep spending money on direct mailing, that does not work as much as it used to work. Here's why it doesn't work as much as it used to work. The gurus, the fortune builders, the, you know the names, right? All the gurus in the world, they're teaching a ton of people to go send mail to pre-foreclosures, okay? A lot more people than it used to be. So now when somebody's in pre-foreclosures, public record, right? So you can kind of imagine in your head how many letters are showing up to that person's house, right? So do you have a chance that your own letter will be picked up? Of course. But is the chance a lot less than it used to be back in 2005? Of course. Yes, of course. Okay. So that's why maybe you've been sending letters, you don't see any action, or you send for 5 months before you see any action. You know, that's all money. That's a lot of money that you're putting out there that's not coming back. And then you find yourself in what I call the new rat race. Okay. You're trying to make your first deal, your next deal. You're waiting 3 months, 4 months before you do a deal, right? And you have to wait for a deal to bring in money, right? So the new angle I'm going to give you right now is a cash flow. It's a cash flow a perspective to building the business, okay? First of all, you need to be building an empire. Just focusing on real estate wholesaling is the wrong way to go about this business, okay? It's you owning another job. You might as well just go start a plumbing business and just be the one doing all the work, okay? There's a difference if you understand the four quadrants from the Rich Dad Mastery courses, right? You understand the business, the investor, you understand the employee, and the self-employed, right? A lot of people that are in real estate wholesaling right now are doing the self-employed, right? Some of them don't even count how much money they're spending into the marketplace. Some of them are not even paying attention to how much money they're putting in, and because somebody told them, just keep going, right? And truth is that if you keep going, you're going to nail a deal, and yes, one deal can pay for the next 1 year, right? But here's what I tell people, like, listen, why would you just want to throw money away if you can make a lot more money with the same, if you can get a bigger bang for your buck, why would you want to do that, right? And that's what I'm going to share with you here today. You have to, if you want to thrive in any business, you have to create a hack. You need a hack, okay? If you're thinking like everybody else, if everybody else is doing what you're doing, you're already losing money, because if you look at the cash you have in your hands, it's already losing value by just it being in your hands. Imagine how much more you'll be losing if you're just doing what everybody else is doing, okay? So I want you to consider yourself lucky for being here if you're listening to this at any time, because the truth is that real estate wholesaling as we know it, you send letters and then people call you and then you flip the deal, is dead and is becoming dead and deader and deader and deader every day. I don't know if that's an English word, but it's getting worse every day because the gurus are teaching everybody, their moms and pops, to send mails to those houses, and that's reducing your chances of building a business. Okay, if you have to wait 2, 3, 4, 5 months before you make money, how long are you going to be doing that for? The highest amount of money I've made from one deal, which is nothing compared to a lot of people in the industry, is $82,000. $82,000 is a lot of money. I couldn't breathe for like the whole day because it's weird to have that kind of check in my hand and put it in the bank. Okay, but the truth is that knowing what I know today, it's not a lot of money, especially if another check is not going to show up for the next 2 or 3 months. Okay, because the brain doesn't work like that. The best thing you can, the best kind of business you can build has cash flow. Okay, I don't care if it's $5,000 per month, I don't care if it's $10,000 per month, I don't care if it's $30,000 per month, but you want to be sure that that money is going to come in every month in and out. Okay, if you have that, you are the king. But if all you depend on is flipping real estate or just closing deals before you make that happen, you become a slave to the system. And that's not what you want, okay? The difference between the B quadrant and the S quadrant are systems. Systems, okay? Systems that continue to put money in your pocket, whether you close a deal or not. As a matter of fact, more deals will come in because you have a system. Because part of the job of the system is to attract deals to you. Are we making sense? So that's some of the things I'm going to be sharing with you. You're going to be removing yourself from the S quadrant to the B quadrant. Chances are you're not in the I quadrant. You're not dishing a lot of cash out so it can come back, okay? And plus, the way I'm going to share with you is the lowest possible risk as you can think about when it comes to business, okay? So we're in the digital age. Obviously, everything is changing. Everybody is operating from their phone, right? Everybody's communicating using their phone, text messages. People don't like calls. Plus, it's unproductive to be staying on a call anyway. You're more productive texting messages and, you know, knowing what people want. And then if you have to get on the phone, it needs to be time blocked, right? We're getting more and more awareness about that. Time is becoming more and more valuable than ever before. That means you never have enough of it. And if your speed is slow in business, you're gonna suffer. Your business is gonna suffer. Your kids, your family are gonna suffer because every energy you put into this business is being taken away from other things. It's been taken away from spending time with your family and things like that. All right. So I'm gonna be sharing this. So hopefully I gave you a good narrative from where we started. Okay, I went full-time, by the way. I went full-time in October 2006, and I've never had a job since then, okay? And that's a good thing, okay, because, not everybody agrees that's a good thing. I've never had a job, but I've produced more than an average human being, if that makes any sense to you. You see, the money you're going to make, I don't care in what industry, it's going to be directly proportional to the value you bring to the marketplace, okay? The money you're gonna make is gonna be directly proportional to the money that you bring, sorry, the value you bring to the marketplace. So you ask, Ola, how can I bring value to help me attract more deals, right? Great questions, fantastic, fantastic question, right? How can I bring value, so much more value than 24 hours allow you to bring in any given day, right? How can you make $1,000 per day, right, without closing the deal first? Let me share another thing with you. If you are waiting, what is easier, if you have money coming in, cash flow, right? It's easier for you to stay in the business until you find your deal, okay? You have room in your pipeline. You have open pipelines. You keep your pipelines open, okay? But if all your money is getting poured into direct mailing, and somebody told you just increase the number, right? And you have this guru, some of them would throw a number at you. They tell you this 5% opening rate or 5% response rate. Who is counting? Have you have that proven to you, right? Who is counting that, right? It's all, in my opinion, it's a lie, okay? Anybody that tells you I get a response rate 5-6% from every mailing, it's a lie. They don't count that stuff. They don't count that stuff. Let me give you a real secret right now. The way those guys offset their revenue is by selling you more courses. It's by selling you more BS. Okay, that's the way they do it. Okay, and guess what? I'm not gonna blame them for that. They rightfully can do that because they have the knowledge. They got you by the balls. I'm sorry, excuse my French, right? So they can sell you more stuff. Okay, so but that's how they offset their revenue. That's how they offset. That's how they keep food on the table, because every course they're selling to you is keeping food on the table. Does that make sense? That's keeping food on the table. And your number one goal in this business is to keep food on the table. Is to keep everybody happy, keep your spouse happy while you continue to build the business. And if you do that the way I'm gonna show you, right? If you do that, not only are you gonna keep food on the table, you're gonna attract more deals, right? You're gonna attract more deals than an average person because naturally it happens that way, okay? All right, so first thing first, if you help people get what they want, they will want more. That's a fact, okay? What I'm going to be sharing with you is attraction science, okay? If you help people get what they want, if you stop thinking about yourself for a second, okay? You help people get what they want, they will want more from you at any price you choose. That means you can charge them a price for it, all right? So that's attraction marketing right there. The second thing is that the more you chase after something or you stalk something, the more they run away from you, the farther away they run from you, right? So if you come off needy, if you come off you want it, they run away from you. I'm gonna give you a quick example that you may relate to. Some of the gurus that you follow right now, right? When you try to get them on the phone, outside of the meetup, guess what happens? Even if you text them, they're not gonna respond. Why? Because you're coming off needy, right? They don't mean to do that, right? They're not necessarily being mean, but the truth is that what value do you have to bring to the table for them at that moment in time? Now, how would you like to be the person that brings value to the table of the gurus to the point that when they see a text message from you, they're calling you back? How would you like to be the person who brings that kind of value to the table? Let me give you another one, right? The need that you have to pay attention. The first of the secrets, okay? Let me make sure I get this right in the right order for you, okay? The first of the secrets that I want to share with you is market research, okay? And market research, I'm going to help you get started here with that right now, okay? In market research, essentially, we're looking for a loophole in the marketplace. We're looking for a place where there's a need, okay? Now, clearly, there's no need because when it comes to mailing letters to people's houses, because why? Because everybody's bombarding them with those letters, right? So you have too much supplies of letters, then that declines the value of the letter. Does that make sense?
Thank you so much for listening to today's podcast. If you want, please, if you don't mind, can you please rate and review this podcast? You can rate it on your favorite platform. It could be iTunes, Stitcher Radio, Google Play, anywhere you're listening to this podcast, please rate it and let everyone else know about it. As a free gift, I do have a free gift, two of my books, my two most recent books, smartrealestatewholesaling.com is where you want to go get this book. Let me repeat that, smartrealestatewholesaling.com. You can find my first book, which is Smart Real Estate Wholesaling, and my second book, which is Real Estate Money Secrets. You can go to www.smartrealestatewholesaling.com. That's SMART realestatewholesaling.com, all one word. I'll see you on the next podcast. Peace.